This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. One of the most shocking truths about the age in which we live is that you are being denied access to knowledge that would uplift humanity. We are suffering under a system of the systematic suppression of knowledge in the name of science. In other words, it's called science, but its purpose is to deny you access to reality, access to empowering information that could help humanity. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger. I'm the Lab Science Director here at CWC Labs that you see behind me. And we do all sorts of cutting-edge science analysis of foods and water and beverages for all kinds of things, heavy metals, organic chemistry, pesticides, herbicides, fluoride, many, many different things. And I've got a stack of books here that I want to talk about because these books all have something in common. And every one of these books contains knowledge that you are not supposed to know, knowledge that is being systematically denied to you by the system because they don't want you to know the truths that are found in these books. I'm going to go through them just quickly and tell you why these books are so important for humanity. And the last one in particular, I'll tell you how you can download the first chapter of that book for free. This book, Altered Genes, Twisted Truth, by Stephen Drucker. This is an extraordinary achievement. The introduction is written by Jane Goodall. Yes, the Jane Goodall. And this book is, she calls it one of the most important books of the last 50 years. And this talks about, it really exposes the scientific fraud that is being pushed to shove GMOs down your throat. And this talks about the scientific evidence documenting the dangers of GMOs, the dangers of glyphosate and other chemicals that go along with GMOs, and the systematic attempt to suppress the truth about GMOs and how that has been waged by your government, by academic institutions that have been corrupted and influenced by the biotech industry, and by the mainstream media, which has also sold out to the biotech industry. So check out that book. I called it the most important book of the year. It's really a great book. Now, here's another one that I'm just getting into. It's called Poison Spring. The book is fantastic. This is kind of like Silent Spring. This is talking about, well, you see it right here, the secret history of pollution and the EPA. And I took an interest in this book because I'm doing water analysis here that the EPA has been covering up. In fact, this instrument that you see right here is an ion chromatograph where we can look for fluoride in water. And we're also looking at lead in water because, you know, the EPA covered up the lead poisoning in Flint, Michigan. They knew about it and they covered it up and they caused untold thousands of children to be permanently damaged by lead poisoning. That's the EPA. That's what it has become today. The Environmental Pollution Agency, really run by a group of unindicted criminals who should be behind bars for their crimes against humanity and the environment. No question about that. Now, here's another very important book, but also very easy to read, GMO Truths and Myths. This book is a new, condensed, and updated version. It's very short. You see, it's not very thick. Easy to read, easy to get through. This blows apart the myths about GMOs that are being pushed by the GMO propagandists, the corporate shills, the professional liars. Who are these people? Well, you go on to truthwiki.org if you want to see some of who these people are and the kind of crimes that they routinely commit. I mean, money laundering, violence against women. It's unbelievable. So this book, highly recommended reading, and you'll learn a lot. It's called The Citizen's Guide to the Evidence on the Safety and Efficacy of Genetically Modified Crops and Foods. In other words, it's blowing apart the false claims of safety and evidence and efficacy. Excuse me. Really a great book. You can find all these on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This book is one of my favorites. It's called Morphic Resonance. And this was authored by Rupert Sheldrake. The Nature of Formative Causation. This book explains so much. I think Rupert Sheldrake should be heralded as one of the great scientists of our time. And his theories make so much sense that they have strongly influenced my own thinking about how nature really functions. For example, we know that the formation of a physical being, a body, even like a chicken in a chicken egg, is not driven solely by genetic code. Even humans are not driven solely by genetic code. It's impossible. There's not enough data in the genome to define all the physical and physiological and even behavioral characteristics of a human being. So what is it? What else is out there? Well, there are morphic fields that exist above genetics. And it's not just epigenetics. It's beyond that. There are morphic fields that contain information, that encode information, and in effect transmit and share information among living beings and living systems and systems that have consciousness. This is not, it's not just a bunch of new age hocus pocus. This is actually a solid scientific theory that I believe will be proven one day when we have the instruments to detect those fields. So definitely check out this book, Morphic Resonance, a revised and expanded edition of A New Science of Life. It's extraordinary. And now this is the book that I really want to talk about. It's called The Mind of Your Own. Now this book is being censored and oppressed right now. There's a fascinating story behind this book, but just to give you the brief rundown of it, this is a doctor who teaches women to get off of the mind-altering SSRI drugs, to stop poisoning themselves with those psych drugs, and to rebalance their moods and their outlook on life using natural approaches through nutrition and other natural approaches. This book was given a seven-figure publishing contract. That's $1 million. And then when the book was done and when it was about to be published, because it attacked the $12 billion antidepressant industry, every major media outlet in America censored this book and refused to give it any publicity whatsoever. And they began attacking this author, Kelly Brogan, who's an extraordinary woman. I've spoken to her directly. And she gets it. She understands where real health comes from. And it doesn't come out of a pill. But now she is up against this huge machine, this media machine, the mainstream media, the government, the big pharma disinfo scheme that operates out there. They're trying to destroy her book and destroy her. So she has done something rather extraordinary in response to that. She is giving away chapter one of her book that you can download for free. Just go to the URL that's on your screen right now. It's at naturalnews.com/Kelly Brogan. That's KellyBrogan. Again, naturalnews.com/Kelly Brogan. You'll be taken right to the page where you can download chapter one of this book and read it for yourself. And in that, you will discover why they had to censor this book. It's the same reason they have to censor this book, and this book, and this book, and this book. What they all have in common is that the system of knowledge monopolies, of the scientific totalitarian system that is in power today, you might call it the scientific establishment, is crumbling under the weight of real evidence that exposes the dangers of SSRI drugs, of psychiatric drugging of children, exposes the toxic side effects of pharmaceuticals, which are overused and widely abused, and prescribed for profit. These books expose the truth about GMOs and glyphosate, the truth about the EPA being the Environmental Pollution Agency, the truth about a whole new science of life that they don't want you to know because they want you to believe, they want you to have absolute faith in genetics and nothing else. These books might be considered the most dangerous books of our time from the point of view of the establishment. And I hope, by the way, you'll include my book in this list. My book is called Food Forensics. I don't have it yet in my hands because It hasn't been printed yet. It's coming out July 26th, and it's available for pre-order right now on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. So all of these books, plus my book, are going to be, well, and have been, viciously attacked, censored, oppressed, precisely because they are revolutionary books. They present information that sets humanity free. This woman, Dr. Brogan, her book sets women free from the chemical enslavement of the pharmaceutical industry. And again, this publisher, Harper Wave, they thought, oh, this is going to be a very successful book. They put a lot of money behind it. They thought, yeah, sure, the newspapers are going to review it. Sure, the media is going to cover it. Maybe Dr. Brogan will be invited on, you know, the Today Show or CNN or what have you. Turns out, they got censored. They got no's from everybody. In fact, some media outlets probably said, yeah, we'll review it, but only if we give it a negative review. They got blacklisted by the media. And my understanding, speaking to Dr. Brogan, is that that sort of freaked out the publisher. I mean, it shocked them. It surprised them. They'd never seen this kind of censorship before, which tells you how revolutionary this information is, that they have absolutely, desperately do not want you to open this book and look at the information that you find inside. These words can set you free from a life of dependence on psychiatric drugs. And that is an empowering idea for humanity, but a very dangerous idea for the drug companies and the pharmaceutical interests and all the psychiatric doctors, if you want to call them that. They're really just quacks who prescribe those drugs, those SSRI drugs, and make a lot of money with totally false fictional diagnoses that they place upon people, especially children, like ADHD disorder, completely made up. Depression, you know, they now qualify almost everything as being depression or bipolar disorder or what have you, and they don't tell you that you can fix these problems, you can balance your life and your moods and your outlook with food, with nutrition, with superfoods, nutritional supplements, changes, simple lifestyle changes, like things like sunlight and getting time in nature and actually gardening, actually having contact with the earth can change your life. They don't want you to know that information. And you know why? Because they, the pharmaceutical interests and the mainstream media that's funded by Big Pharma and the government criminal organizations like the FDA that's funded by Big Pharma also, they have a pretty good scam slash racket running. They're making billions of dollars by keeping you in the dark, by denying you access to information like this. They know that if you learn this information, they can't make any money off of you on selling you these mind-altering psychiatric drugs anymore, because you'll wake up and realize you don't need them. The answers are right here, and they don't involve synthetic chemicals that generate big profits for Big Pharma. That's why they don't want you to have that information. So go to my website right now and download chapter one of this. It's naturalnews.com/Kelly Brogan. That's it. Type that into any browser, and you'll be able to download the first chapter of this book, which is an extraordinary book. And in a bigger picture, you know, we are living in an age of just outright censorship and oppression of truth. And yet, the truth is really starting to come out through more and more avenues, like this one, like you watching this right now, and me having this science lab, which, believe me, the scientific censorship slash totalitarian community is freaked out over the fact that I built this laboratory. They can't believe it. They are running scared. They're terrified. They can't understand how a private citizen like myself could master the science that is being conducted here and even attract the financial abundance to build this laboratory. They can't believe it. They're totally freaked out. And that's just one success. Like this book, I don't know how many tens of thousands of people have downloaded chapter one right now, but the censorship of the mainstream media is failing. Because we have the internet, because we have natural news, because we have the independent media, because I can talk to you right now through this technology, through this camera, through this internet, this book is going to be now more successful because they tried to censor it than it ever would have been through normal channels. So they're failing in their efforts to try to keep you away from the knowledge that would set you free. Every time they try to censor something, it becomes more successful than ever before. When they tried to censor me, I built a laboratory. So now I'm using their language and their science and their methodologies to prove them wrong and to expose their lies. I mean, think about it. I'm using the EPA's methodologies. I mean, look at this. The secret history of pollution in the EPA, the methodology that I use in this laboratory, which by method, it's like a scientific recipe that you follow. You do this and this and this and this to get these results. The method that I'm using for heavy metals tests in water is EPA 200.8. That's the method. You can search that on any search engine. You can bring it up. You can see the method that I'm following. So I'm using the EPA's own science to expose the lies and the fraud of the EPA. It's beautiful. This is the full transparency. This is real science being conducted in the real public interest. I mean, in fact, this lab and other independent labs like this one, we represent the only real science that's happening in our world today on these issues like environmental contamination, food transparency, and so on. The big corporate-run labs are all committing fraud. The government-funded labs are all committing fraud because they want more government funding, and they'll be blackballed if they find results that the government doesn't want. The pharmaceutical labs are all committing massive, widespread fraud. Virtually every pharmaceutical that's approved by the FDA is approved based on systemic scientific fraud that is routinely committed by the entire big pharma industry, because that's the only way they can, you know, fabricate any evidence that says their drugs work, when in reality they don't work. So it is labs like this, and it's books like this and like this that are succeeding, that are actually overpowering the lies and the censorship efforts of the media, of the New York Times, of the USA Today and CNN and all these media sellouts who are really controlled entirely by Big Pharma. By the way, there's another book. I don't want to mention the author here because I don't want to get her in trouble, but there's another book that was also a big deal that came out recently. She is a woman who is very well known in the clean food industry, and she had a lot of success by the media early on, and then when her book came out, the media attacked her and censored the book. Why? Because she came out with the truth about clean food. She talked about what's in foods, the chemicals, the GMOs, all these other pesticides and herbicides. The minute she started telling the truth, guess what? When she sent emails out to her previous media contacts and said, hey, here's my new book, do you want to cover it? She got answers like this. We can't cover your book because I was told by our advertising department that our advertisers wouldn't like your book to be reviewed. That's the kind of thing that happens in the mainstream media. Washington Post is one of the worst. Washington Post is it might as well just be called the Green Washington Post. It's a fiction rag, an anti-science rag. It's totally sold out to industry, the junk food companies. You know, 20 years ago, they would have been running stories that said big tobacco, nicotine isn't addictive and cigarettes are good for you. That's how backwards the Washington Post is. It's a totally anti-science organization, all pro-GMO, pro-Monsanto, total sellouts across the board. Even after Jeff Bezos bought it, again, still totally anti-science, has no credibility whatsoever in the realm of science. There might be other departments in the Washington Post that are credible, but certainly the science writers there are complete morons or just sellouts. I mean, they have no clue what they're talking about. They don't even understand anything about real science. All they do is they parrot the press releases that are faxed to them by Monsanto, you know, and other chemical companies, DuPont. So, I mean, it's sad and sick. But these are the kind of books you need to read. This is all about the expansion of human knowledge. Human progress, real progress in the scientific realm, comes through books like these and also my book, Food Forensics. So what can you do? Well, you need to start getting informed. You can start right now with this book. Download chapter one. Just go to naturalnews.com/Kelly Brogan. That's K-E-L-L-Y-B-R-O-G-A-N. naturalnews.com/Kelly Brogan. Download this chapter. By the way, I'm also giving away chapter one of my book, Food Forensics. I'm not sure if it's going to be ready by the time you see this, but you can go to foodforensics.com and you can look to see if we have chapter one available for you to download. We're working on that, so maybe it's already there. I don't know. But a lot of these books, you can get free chapters, or you can, some of these books, you can get them on Amazon Kindle, you know, you can read them for free, you can borrow them on Kindle, or what have you. Get yourself informed, and you will be less of a slave of the medical system and the biotech system and the false science totalitarian system that is trying to keep you trapped in their web of ignorance and scientific illiteracy. Remember, they don't want you to understand real science. They don't want you to wake up to the truths that are in these books, like, well, especially this one, GMO Myths and Truths. They don't want you to be able to speak intelligently about the risks of GMOs and glyphosate. All they want you to do is be obedient little puppets who parrot whatever propaganda they shove down your throats. That's how they operate. That's the way they roll. But they're failing. And it's because of people like Stephen Drucker. Give this guy a medal. He deserves it. This guy has gone to great lengths in order to document this. This is a milestone book for humanity. One of the most important that I've ever seen published. You know, instead of giving medals to, I don't know, who wins those medals? Actors and directors? Steven Spielberg, I think, won the medal? What the hell has Steven Spielberg done for humanity? Okay, he's made some great movies. He's a great movie maker. Not denying that. He's a great artist, brilliant man. But I mean, compared to the truth about GMOs and the food that's poisoning humanity, we're talking about an agricultural holocaust that's being done against humanity all across the planet. This guy's work is way more important than the work of Steven Spielberg, in my opinion. Nothing against Steven. He's a brilliant guy. Great director, great storyteller. I'm not denying that. But this guy's stuff matters way more to humanity and the future of our planet, the future of our environment, you know, the safety of the human race, the food supply, you know, the genetic integrity of seeds and organics and heirloom plants, you know, that knowledge base, that seed, what do you call it? This treasure of seeds that have given rise to human civilization, that entire treasure chest of genetic knowledge that was provided to us by Mother Nature, and in some cases, ancient civilizations slowly shaping those genes over time through selective breeding, that treasure chest is about to be lost or destroyed or polluted permanently by GMOs. And this guy has taken a stand against it, and he deserves the Congressional Medal of Freedom, or maybe it's the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I don't know exactly what it's called. I'm just saying these people deserve real recognition. And so does Kelly Brogan here. And so does Valianatos, if I'm getting his name correctly. And also Rupert Sheldrake, big time. This guy, his talk was banned by the TED Talks group, the TED Conference people, who, by the way, are also into scientific totalitarianism. They banned any talks about that question GMOs or glyphosate. They're not interested in real science. They're not interested in real progress. They put on their little shows and they push the scientific establishment, which is quack science. It's total fraud. And they just make it look cool. That's, so what? That's nothing special. These are the people who are moving humanity forward with real knowledge that challenges the status quo and brings us new levels of understanding and new evidence and new knowledge that can set us free and really project a better future for humanity. And that's the kind of work that I'm doing here as well at the CWC Labs, by the way. We've got so many amazing projects that are happening here. I can't wait to share the results with you. It's just extraordinary if you look at the instruments behind me and what we're able to do with this, man, just that time of flight mass spec system is like Star Trek technology. It's just amazing. Anyway, I'll save that talk for another day. I want to thank you for listening, and I especially want to encourage you to refuse to be an obedient slave to the scientific dictatorship that currently rules our society. Real science goes way beyond the corporate science and the government science they're trying to shove down your throat. Independent science, by the way, is accessible to anyone and everyone, including citizens like me, like you. Science is the democracy of knowledge, really. And it is the democratization of science that I demonstrate here, perhaps more astonishingly than most, because we are citizens who have created a laboratory and pursued science to expose the lies of the fake science establishment. In other words, we are scientific revolutionaries, and we know it, and we know the role that we play in the history of science because we're in good company. We're in the company of people like Albert Einstein, another scientific revolutionary, Richard Feynman, another scientific revolutionary. All these great physicists and chemists throughout history, they were revolutionaries. And they overthrew the old systems of knowledge with new systems of understanding. So thank you for listening. Again, my name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. My website is naturalnews.com. I'm the lab science director of CWC Labs. I'm the author of Food Forensics, the new book that you can find at foodforensics.com. It's also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. And you can hear all my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing. and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.